98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Sources tell ABC that Lindsay Halligan, the new U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, is preparing to go to a grand jury to try to get an indictment against former FBI head James Comey. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce with more.
When Halligan reported to work Monday, sources tell ABC News prosecutors presented her with a memo recommending that Comey not be charged with the crime, saying there was not enough evidence. But sources tell us Halligan is prepared to seek an indictment anyway, that she will soon attempt to convince a grand jury there is probable cause to charge Comey with lying to Congress and obstruction of justice.
The White House telling agencies to prepare for large-scale firings of federal workers if the government shuts down next week. ICE facilities stepping up security following the deadly shooting at a detention center in Dallas Wednesday. Starbucks plans to lay off 900 employees, says it'll close some U.S. and Canadian stores. This is ABC News. New demands for accountability after the deadly crash earlier this year between a passenger plane and an Army chopper.
The first of what's expected to be dozens of lawsuits stemming from January's mid-air collision between a regional American Airlines jet and an Army helicopter near Washington. The civil suit, filed on behalf of crash victim Casey Crafton, claims American and the regional carrier operating the flight, along with the FAA and the Army, were negligent.
ABC's Andrea Fuji. Quite the operation in Maine to free a moose trapped in an abandoned well. It took 5 hours and included sedating the moose, running straps around it, and then lifting it out of the well with an excavator.
This is a majestic, giant animal in such a precarious situation. So to be able to see everyone come together in all these different ways that they needed to was absolutely incredible. And then seeing it work out was just so satisfying and heartwarming.
That's Delaney Gardner, who watched the whole thing unfold. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman for 98Q Country. State lawmakers are introducing bills that would change Wisconsin elections, Savannah Tome Olson reports.
Both Republicans and Democrats have their own proposals, but they introduce them together at a press conference, a rarity here in Wisconsin. Republican Representative Scott Krug from Nakusa presented the Republican plans. His bills include standardizing drop box rules, creating standard early voting hours, and new rules for election observers. One of the most notable among his plans, a bill to allow poll workers to begin processing absentee ballots on the Monday before Election Day. Meanwhile, Democrats' proposals largely focus on increasing voter education and accessibility. Lawmakers made it clear they don't agree on all of these proposals, but they want to work it out in committee like they're supposed to. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Sawyer County Sheriff's Office would like you to be on the alert for suspicious offers or claims, especially from individuals you do not know. Their office has recently received several of these types of calls. They're known as check deposit scams. And these scams work by a suspect creating a counterfeit check and then contacting a victim through various means such as social media or job advertisements. And the suspect will then instruct the victims, sometimes creating a false scenario to prey on the victim's emotions, to deposit the check, then later request the victim to send a portion of the funds back to them. The suspect will pressure the victim to do this quickly before the bank realizes the check is fake. If the victim sends the money back to the scammer, they do not get that money back and are thus at a financial loss. If you feel that you have been a victim of a similar scam, you are urged to contact your local law enforcement agency. We sat down with the president of the Fifield Lions Club, Gary Griesel, to talk about one of their local events coming up. It's the Fifield Fall Craft and Bake Fair.
Our last event coming up here is the Fifield Fall Festival of Crafts and Bake Fair. It's coming up on October 18th. It's going to be at the Fifield Fire Hall. And this is an annual event. We do this jointly with the with the Fifield Congregational Church and the Friends of the Fifield Firefighters. The day is filled with great things. They have all kinds of crafters and stuff. It's a great time to start your Christmas shopping. Some unique things there. We have a soup and sandwich lunch put on by the Fifield Lions, and I can tell you, the soups are delicious. And then we're doing our fall events raffle drawing that day at, going to do it right around 4:30.
Once again, that event is taking place Saturday, October 18th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. over at the Fifield Fire Station. It costs a little more to fill your tank than it did last week. Lisa Hale has more.
Gas prices inched up just a bit over the last week, rising 2.2 cents a gallon to a national average of 3.14. Patrick DeHaan, petroleum analyst for Gas Buddy, said price cycling ahead of a switch to winter gasoline is the primary reason for the increase. In Wisconsin, the average price for a gallon of gas is up 0.8 cents a gallon to $2.89.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Lenarco Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods reliable service and hometown values. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. It's truck month, and right now qualified buyers get 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all 2025 Silverado 1500s. Or choose up to $8,000 off with factory incentives and Mark's Lenarco Chevrolet discount. Don't wait. Offer ends September 30th at Lenarco Chevrolet Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at ManaquaCars.com.
The Brewers are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back to begin their final home series of the regular season against the Reds tomorrow night. The crew with a 3-1 win in San Diego, thanks to an RBI by Bryce Terang and solo home run shot in the ninth by catcher Danny Jansen, originally from Appleton, Wisconsin.
Just feeling more confident at the dish. Got to be on time with a fastball and got a slider kind of inner half maybe. Yeah, just put a good swing on it.
College football, the Badgers face number 19th ranked Michigan Saturday at 11 a.m. in Ann Arbor. Urban Meyer saying on a podcast Wisconsin could not afford to fire head coach Luke Fickell after his contract extension. The Packers play the Cowboys on Sunday night. Micah Parsons asked, how does he think he'll be greeted by the fans in Dallas?
You know, I think Dallas loves me. You know, I think they're going to give me a good round of applause. And, you know, there's no hard feelings there, at least for me. And I think it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be a great atmosphere. The best football you're going to get in Dallas when it's Sunday night against, you know, a rivalry opponent.
That's Micah Parsons with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. Freshwater fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says that the walleyes are already moving into some of their fall patterns. What are the walleye's fall patterns? I'll tell you, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, OnX Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the OnX Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Freshwater fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says that the walleyes usually follow certain patterns over the year. You have the pre-spawn pattern, the spawning pattern. Then you get into the post-spawn pattern, summer, and then fall, and then winter. And he says that the walleyes are entering their fall patterns a little bit earlier this year. He said you're going to see these fish moving shallower. A lot of those that are suspending will head to rock piles. They're in a little bit deeper water, but much closer to the shoreline. A lot of those fish that were using that mid-lake structure, all those mud flats, will move up to weed lines and to those shallow cobblestone regions that are spread out and have some sand. There'll be minnows, perch, a lot of forage in these areas as they start to move shallow as well. And he said a good time to go out and fish those walleyes is in the evenings, early mornings. He said during those low light periods, That's when you'll find the best bite, because this time of year, as those fish move shallower, they'll be a little skittish. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Northwoods
weather. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to a low of 50. Tomorrow, another nice day, sunshine with a high of 72. And this sunny, warmer than average weather will continue through the weekend and most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43. 98 Q Country.
I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me, when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper. I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't. I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went three times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like dying. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds. Someday I hope you get the chance
like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway.
That comes from the heart.
Play something with lots of feeling,
'cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun.
Country.
In a 4x4 by you. I'ma take the high road. If it gets long, have a little too much of something terrible.
She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Day gone, time to pack it up and head on home. Sun's gonna rise and I know I gotta do it all over again. There's only two ways through this town and I don't ever take the other way around. I see the lights and I slow down. It's like they pull me in. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard a bar stool calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. And then a country song came on. Almost one boot out of the door when the band kicked in. 2, 3, 4, 5. for keeping that neon burning on me. I was gonna drive by, I wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard a bar stool calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. Then a country song came on, yeah. I was gonna get a good night's sleep, and then a country song came on. Save it for the end of the week, and then a country song came on. I was gonna drive by, I wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard an old plane calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. And then a country song came on. I wasn't gonna drink. Then a country song came on. No, I wasn't gonna dream. Yeah, a country song came on.
Too hardcore. from the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I said hell yeah.
Watch your language here, Gretchen. Goodness gracious. Gretchen Wilson and AQ Country. Good Thursday morning to you. Joel here broadcasting the 98Q Morning Show from the Aspirus Health Studios. Better begins with human kindness. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Another keyword coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We're having a lot of fun texting and winning. You guys making some comments in there and some of the tech stuff. It's a lot of fun. We see them, so I hope you're having a good time. Good way to break up your workday. Another keyword coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Text to win brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, by the way. Got the $49.95 oil change here. Dependable rides and hometown service that puts you first. Minocqua Chevrolet, your local dealer, bringing you our 98Q Civic Media statewide, multi-state now text to win contest with Civic Media. We'll do some birthdays in just a little bit here. We've got 8:27 on the clock, 27 past 8. If you got a birthday or anniversary, give us a call here real quick, and we'll put you on the list, give you a shot to win the cake tomorrow morning, 715-762-3221. Folks over at Super One here, Park Falls, nice enough to provide a free cake. And it's not just a little mini cake. It's not just, you know, it's a big cake. It's a big cake. It's like a $20 cake. It's huge. So that every week, every Friday. So why not? Get us your birthdays, anniversaries. You can get them to us ahead of time if you like by emailing us wcqm@civicmedia.us. We are also giving away a pair of Brewer tickets for Saturday. You got until noon. If you can use two tickets to the Brewers, 6:15 Saturday night, text us the word WIN, W-I-N, and that'll get you an entry into the tickets for the Brewers. And that's just you and us here on 98Q. So if you can use them, if you can't, just back away. If you can, go ahead. Send us the word WIN, W-I-N, before noon, and we'll see if we can try to get you a pair of tickets for the Brewers for Saturday. Let's get you some birthdays after the twice-an-hour news and sports updates.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Sources tell ABC that Lindsay Halligan, the new U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, is preparing to go to a grand jury to try to get an indictment against former FBI head James Comey. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce with more.
When Halligan reported to work Monday, sources tell ABC News prosecutors presented her with a memo recommending that Comey not be charged with the crime, saying there was not enough evidence. But sources tell us Halligan is prepared to seek an indictment anyway, that she will soon attempt to convince a grand jury there is probable cause to charge Comey with lying to Congress and obstruction of justice.
The White House telling agencies to prepare for large-scale firings of federal workers if the government shuts down next week. ICE facilities stepping up security following the deadly shooting at a detention center in Dallas Wednesday. Starbucks plans to lay off 900 employees, says it'll close some U.S. and Canadian stores. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Fall rides are a great time to see Wisconsin colors. And for those of you driving on the roads, be sure to look twice for bikes. Save a life. Check your mirrors and blind spots carefully before changing lanes, turning, or pulling out from a stop sign. Remember to also give bikes space. Maintain a safe following distance, because motorcycles can stop faster than cars, and giving them room is crucial to avoid a collision. Let's be sure to try and make this fall a safe one for everyone on Wisconsin's roads. Saturday, October 4th at 9 a.m., during the Phillips Fall Fest, there's going to be whole pies for sale. There's many varieties available, including sugar and gluten-free as well. Sponsored by Price County Respect Life, with no prices, just a donation. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, October 4th at 9 a.m. during the Phillips Fall Fest. Several Wisconsin County sheriffs are being sued by the ACLU of Wisconsin for cooperating with ICE. Civic Media's Isabella Nieto reports.
The ACLU of Wisconsin announced last week that it has filed a petition on behalf of immigrant rights group Voces de la Frontera. According to a statement, the group is asking the state Supreme Court to make it illegal for Wisconsin jails to honor voluntary requests from ICE to hold individuals for an additional 48 hours after they should have been released. This additional hold allows ICE to take custody of and deport them. If the lawsuit is successful, Wisconsin local and state law enforcement would not be able to hold anyone in jail beyond their release dates. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
The lawsuit includes the sheriffs of Walworth, Brown, Marathon, Kenosha, and Sauk counties. I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back to begin their final home series of the regular season against the Reds tomorrow night. The crew with a 3-1 win in San Diego, thanks to an RBI by Bryce Terang and solo home run shot in the ninth by catcher Danny Jansen, originally from Appleton, Wisconsin.
Just feeling more confident at the dish. Got to be on time with a fastball and got a slider kind of inner half maybe. And just put a good swing on it.
College football, the Badgers face number 19th ranked Michigan Saturday at 11 a.m. in Ann Arbor. Urban Meyer saying on a podcast Wisconsin could not afford to fire head coach Luke Fickell after his contract extension. The Packers play the Cowboys on Sunday night. Micah Parsons asked, how does he think he'll be greeted by the fans in Dallas?
You know, I think Dallas loves me. You know, I think they're going to give me a good round of applause. And, you know, there's no hard feelings there, at least for me. And I think it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be a great atmosphere. The best football you're going to get in Dallas on a Sunday night against, you know, a rivalry opponent.
That's Micah Parsons with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the sports schedule today, we got the Butternut volleyball team traveling to Solon Springs for a match tonight. The high school and middle school cross-country teams of Butternut are hosting an invitational at Marion Park up in Glidden today, and that'll start at 4:30 today. The Shawamigan middle school girls basketball team, they will be traveling to Hurley for contest today. And the Shawamigan JV2 volleyball team will be over at Lakeland for some matches today. Meanwhile, the Phillips tennis team will hit the road, traveling to Rhinelander today. The Phillips Middle School 7th and 8th grade volleyball team will be hosting Flambeau today. And the Phillips varsity football team traveling to Tony tonight to take on Flambeau. And we'll have that game for you with Jeff Haken and right here on 98Q. And in Prentice, it is picture day today, and they've got volleyball action going on, a varsity girls quad meet, and that is going on in Tomahawk, and Prentice will be involved with that. The volleyball team, the middle school 7th and 8th graders, are hosting Rib Lake today, and the cross-country team will be running at the Sunnyvale County Park today for a 6th, 7th, and 8th grade cross-country meet for the Prentice cross-country team today.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to a low of 50. Tomorrow, another nice day, sunshine with a high of 72. And this sunny, warmer-than-average weather will continue through the weekend and most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
All right, it's 8:34. Birthdays. Terry Miller celebrating a birthday today. Terry, happy birthday to you from your loving family, Terry. Always nice to have a loving family. Calvin Sharp is celebrating a birthday, a fourth birthday. And I think that may have been, was that yesterday? Belated. Mom and Dad and everybody, Arlo and Henry and Graham and Paul, the old crew there. So, Kelvin, hope it was a good day for you. A couple of the local ones we've got going on here include Sarah Brown. Well, that's not until Saturday. We'll put that over there. All right. You can celebrate early, Sarah, if you want to. I let the cat out of the bag. All right. That one's a little later in the week, too. If you're celebrating here on this 25th day. Oh, let me get the right birthdays here. We missed doing the celebrity ones yesterday. Let's see here. Let's see who else is celebrating with you on this day. Lee Norris, the actor from TV's One Tree Hill, is 44 today. Catherine Zeta-Jones, the native of Wales, won a Best Supporting Actress Oscar for Chicago back in 2003. She's 56. Will Smith, 57, talented actor and singer, became famous, of course, for the the slap on the face there at the award shows a few years back. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Will Smith, he's just too cool. He's 57 today. Scottie Pippen, Basketball Hall of Famer. Lots of stories and drama with him and Scottie Pippen post NBA championships that they had together. But he was a pretty good player. Michael Jordan would not have won all those championships if he didn't have Robin by his side, Scottie Pippen, 60 years old today. He may have gotten a couple. I don't think he would have got them all, though. Heather Locklear is celebrating a 64th birthday today, the actress. Who else? Christopher Reeves. Superman, the actor who played Superman in four movies, was crippled, of course, in 1995 with a horse riding accident. He passed away back in 2004, but Superman, born on this day in 1952. Not the original Superman, but a lot of people modern day think of that way. Mark Hamill, best known for playing Luke Skywalker in the Star Wars. He is 74 today. Potsy from Happy Days, Anson Williams, one of us on the morning show. We interviewed Potsy many years ago. We did, but we interviewed him. Anson Williams, 76 today. Cheryl Teague is 78. She was one of the top models back in the 80s. 78. I feel old. Cheryl Teague, 78 today. Guys, you remember? Yeah, I know. Michael Douglas, Kirk Douglas's son, married to Catherine Zeta-Jones, who's also celebrating a birthday today. Michael Douglas is 81 today. Who else here? Barbara Walters, the TV newscaster, born on this day, 1931, passed in 2022. And Phil Rizzuto, the good-natured Baseball Hall of Famer, New York Yankee shortstop, nicknamed the Scooter, was for many years the team's on-air voice also. Scooter Phil Rizzuto, born on this day in 1916. He passed back in 2007.
98Q Country.
Another keyword coming up in the 9 o'clock hour here on what's going to turn into a beautiful Thursday. It's cool this morning. It's cool. That fog burning off. And when it gets to about 74, it's going to be a wonderful day today. Here's Trace Adkins, 98Q Country.
I've been thinking about our love situation, all this attraction in the present tense. I've reached the only logical conclusion, love ain't supposed to make sense. This ain't no thinking thing, right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion, passion that we can't hold back. There's nothing that we need to analyze. There ain't no rhyme or reason why. 'Cause this ain't no thinking thing. Mathematical equations, self-help psychology, gray matter don't matter much, darling, when it's getting down to you and me. Oh, this ain't no thinking thing, right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion, passion that we can't hold back.
Joel Karnik in the Morning.
They keep you listening because they're super funny. They play the super good tunes and they mix it up from old to new.
98Q Country.
Getting fixed up when you wake up, you're pretty enough. Look out your window at the cloud of dust. That's my headlights, that's my truck. So come on, baby, don't you keep me waiting. I gotta go, I got a reservation. Tailgate for two underneath the stars. Kiss on your lips when you're in my arms. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Girl, every now and then you get a night like this. Whoa, whoa, whoa. This is one. Take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. Come on now, we're running out of moonlight. Girl, I bet you thought I lost my mind. Out of the blue, pulling into your drive. Wonder why I got your way out here. Have you ever seen a sky this clear? Oh, oh, oh. Girl, you never look better than you do right now. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, heaven, let your light shine down. Come on, baby, let me take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. Well, come on now, we're running out of moonlight. Take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. Well, come on now, we're running out of moonlight. Hey, baby, don't it feel so right? Well, come on now, we're running out of moonlight. All I wanna do is hold you tight. Come on, come on. We're running out of moonlight. Yeah, we're running out of moonlight.
Ooh. 98Q Country.
Lock the door and turn the lights down low. And put some music on that's soft and slow. And baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. Never loved nobody the way that I love you. We're alone now. You don't know how long I've wanted to lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.
Gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks. So I gotta light her. I like whiskey, she likes tequila. So I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances to cowboy songs. Loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I songs. She only dances to cowboy songs. Yeah, she makes love like an Amarillo rain. Just something about her. One night with her would make anyone think they can't live without her. If she rolls through three chords, then the truth might give me every chance.
George Burge, B-I-R-G-E, Burge and Cowboy Songs, 98Q Country. We're starting to warm up a little bit. It was a cool morning. I did not dress properly today. I should not have worn shorts this morning. I should have had a wardrobe change because I'm cold. Cold this morning, but it's going to get warm quick. I'm going to be at Wheelway today. I'm going to be there from 11 until 2. I'm going to be telling you about all the great savings, maybe your next vehicle. And also, if you come on out and see me at Wheelway, I've got... I got a few tickets to the Milwaukee Zoo. If your travels are taking you that way, yet this summer I've got like 2-3 pair of tickets. If you come on by and see me, you got to come see me at Wheelway between 11 and 2 to get those tickets. So I look forward to being out at Wheelway and telling you about all the great savings coming up. Your 98Q Morning Show coming to you from the Aspirus Health Studios. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your health. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Now, the keyword coming up after 9 o'clock, Mike Clemens was nice enough to send me some audio clips. He does every morning. My inbox is filled with all kinds of sports clips. I don't play them as much as I should, probably, but this one intrigued me. It's Jerry Jones and talking about the fact that did he mess up with the whole Micah Parsons trade.
Jerry, do you think with the Micah deal that you let your money get mad and it just became a little bit too personal versus a football decision?
Absolutely not. Not at all. It was nothing personal. I told you I like Micah.
All right. So that was on a talk show yesterday. And the Packers' Micah Parsons talking about how he thinks he will be greeted at AT&T Field Sunday night when the Packers are in Dallas.
You know, I think Dallas loves me. You know, I think they're going to give me a good round of applause. And, you know, there's no hard feelings there, at least for me. And I think it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be a great atmosphere. I think, you know, this is some of the best football you're going to get in Dallas when it's Sunday night against, you know, a rivalry opponent.
All right, Micah Parsons talking about his return to the to Dallas. He was also asked, has he had any communication with Cowboy owner Jerry Jones since being traded to Green Bay?
Nah. I mean, I never even heard from Jerry Jones himself when I even got traded. I found out through my agent. Like, I haven't talked to Jerry Jones since, like, what, OTAs? So, you know, it's just like one of those things.
That's the difference. That's the difference. If you're an owner of a team... I think anyway, at least maybe the general manager talked to him, but somebody that's just not good. So the Brewers. Pat Murphy. I will play this. He talked about whether he thought the Brewers were post. What did he talk about here? Well, let's just listen in.
He's had a lot of hard contact caught, and
there you go.
Then he's had he's had some not so good at bats where he leaves his zone. And chases down, especially, or chases up, and so he was pressing a little bit. He's trying to produce numbers. That's not winning baseball. Trying to produce numbers, it's winning baseball is staying in your process. So hopefully he, as young as he is, hopefully he learns. And I think the catch helped him. You know, what was else?
I love when Coach Pat Murphy comes out and calls out players for doing stuff that's not for the team. And he's not afraid to do that. I know we're all cheering for the Brewers to do well, but I want the world to be introduced to Pat Murphy on national TV. He will be a little bit, but if they bow out in the first round, it won't be as big as if they make it all the way to the World Series and even win the World Series. So I want them to be introduced to his no-nonsense way of coaching. We've got the Brewers for you. And by the way, we found out some good news yesterday that all the Brewer games, playoff games, will be right here on the radio with our Brewer announcers. A lot of times when it gets to football and baseball, when you get into the playoffs, the larger networks have rights to it and they kick us off. But that's not the case with the Brewers. We will have our Brewer announcers and the Brewer Network on with you throughout the entire postseason, however far they go. So I think that's pretty cool.
Big G, famous for his big appetite and size 15 shoes, says there's no better place to eat this season than Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Butternut Lake. Lena's is open Wednesday through Saturday at 3:30, serving until 8 during the week and 9 on Saturdays. Weekly specials include pizza night, German night, the famous fish fry, and Saturday favorites like barbecue pork bellies and prime rib, with delivery Friday and Saturday 4 to 8. Cabin stays are available at lenasnorthernpines.net. And for more great food, don't forget Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, too.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
If you've been diagnosed with dementia or care for someone who has, the ADRC of the North is here to help. A local dementia care specialist offers free consultations and support to connect you with resources that help you stay active and engaged in your community. Services include support groups in Phillips and Park Falls, along with other social and educational opportunities. Call the ADRC of the North at 1-866-663-3607 to learn more about what a dementia care specialist can do for you.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
The green and gold tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected! Also, you forgot to renew your website domain, and now you're in a bidding war!
You should see the look on your face!
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises, because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room, and now everything smells weird!
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Get ready to go for the green and gold.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
With 98Q Country. Listen right here each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize. $200 cash and gold jewelry. Plus, be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just